Support for today's show comes from CareerFitter. CareerFitter is a site where they give you a 60-question test. It takes about 10 minutes. And out of that, they're going to give you recommendations basically for your ideal business environment, a team-building approach, career matches, work strengths, income potential based upon job matching, preferred communications methods, weaknesses that you may have, a whole host of things. They'll give you a free report. They have a premium report as well. Quality service recommended by Forbes, Psychology Today, and quite a few others. So use the link in the show notes. It will help you start to figure out some of the things you might consider with a new career. And if you hire me to coach you, I'll give you a little bit of a discount and reimburse you for some of the cost of the premium report, because it'll help us both with coaching. And now, let's get going. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2114. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I'm called the Big Game Hunter, and frankly, it started when I did recruiting back in the Stone Ages. Did that for what felt like 100 years, which is, you know, recruiter years are 2.5 times human years. And I'll just simply say, I did it for a long time, was very successful, and now I coach people. And I've continued with that name because I help people play big in their job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and being effective in the workplace. So the term the Big Game Hunter still applies to me. And when I did recruiting, I formulated this question, the best question to ask on any interview and when to ask it. It really is the best question to ask. Hope you find it helpful. I hope you give the show an honest review wherever you listen to it, because I need reviews, because the more people who review it, it just gives Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the show a signal that this is worthwhile. I really would appreciate it if you did that. And now, we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by FlexJobs. At FlexJobs, you can find flexible work, work at home, real jobs available in a host of different fields that you can apply for. Now, to get access to the application, you have to create an account. But it has jobs in HR, recruiting, graphic design, bilingual positions, sales. There's lots of different categories of positions that are available. So use the link in the show notes, go to FlexJobs, and see what they have for you for flexible work. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is going to talk with you about what I call the single best question you should ask on any interview and teach you when to ask it. And I want to contextualize this by saying that most interviews are pretty predictable. They start off with a question that translates into, tell me about yourself. And you do that. And then you play interview jiu-jitsu for a while. And they throw a question at you, you put up a block. They put another question at you, you got another block there. On and on until, if you're in IT, they give you a technical interview. Then they go, so do you have any questions for us? And then you say, tell me about the job. And they do that. And then you say, sounds wonderful. Terrific. We'll get back to you. And that's the way a typical interview flows. Here's a different approach. And I want to talk with you about this best question to ask on an interview, and then a couple of others to ask later on. And you'll understand why I'm setting it up in this way in just a moment. So instead of waiting for them to ask you, tell me about yourself, invariably you're going to walk into an interviewer's office and you're going to sit down and they'll sit down. And as soon as you lower your butt into the seat
as soon as they lower their butt into the sea? I'd like you to start by asking them this question. Thank you so much for making time to meet with me today. You know, I recall the position as it was originally presented in the job listing, but I want to get your take on it. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help you? Or if it's a phone interview and they've called you out of the blue because they received your resume or found it online, you might just simply say, thank you so much for calling. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help? Or for that matter, if you were introduced by a recruiter, and I'll use myself as the example, you'd start off by saying, you know, I spoke with Jeff Altman about the job and he gave me a brief description. So I wanted to get your take on it. Could you tell me about the job and what I could do to help you? That's the basic question, and it's a great question because, frankly, most people go into an interview, and even if they have a job description, the problem with that is from the time that that description was approved by the company until the time you walk in the door, it may have evolved a little bit over the course of time. They may have figured out some things that they really want and don't want. But you don't know that unless you ask this question at the beginning. So you could be selling against a position description that really isn't the same anymore. So what you need to do is find out before they start going into detail, before they set their agenda with you, what they're really looking for. And then from there, tailor your answers to what matters to them. Now, tailor your answers doesn't mean lie. I don't believe you should ever lie. However, it does mean you should speak about your experience as relates to what they're looking for. And not just talk about what you've done, but talk about in the context of what matters to them. You see the difference there? So that's really the best question you can ever ask on an interview, because now you know what their agenda is at the beginning of the interview. Not at the end of the interview. At the beginning of the interview, you can use the information. At the end of the interview, it's already too late. They've already formed an opinion of you, and you can't change it. So by asking this question at the beginning, you've got a guideline and a target of what to be aiming for with all your answers. Now, there are some social things, there's some personality things that they're always going to look for when they hire, and I'm not going to cover that here. I'm going to talk with you today about that best question. Now, here's the problem with asking that question. At the end of the interview, when they say to you, so, do you have any questions for us? And you can't ask them about the job anymore. You now have to ask them something else. So here's two questions you could ask, and this, I think, is the best order to ask them in. The first one is, let's say I come on board. What would you say the challenges are going to be I'm going to face over the first 6 months? What sort of things do you want me to accomplish during my first 6 months on board? See, now you're going to get a sense of what the work is going to be like and what their expectations are for you during your first 6 months of employment. Now, here's another great question to ask after that one. So let's say I come on board. And you know, it's a year from now, and it's time to give me my first review. And I haven't done just a good job. I've done a spectacular job. As a matter of fact, the job I've done is amongst the best you've ever seen someone perform in a role like this in your entire life. What would I have accomplished during that year that would cause you to write a review like that? And you sit and listen. And you try and get an idea from their answer what their expectations are of a top performer. Because I know you don't just want to be mediocre. You want to do an exceptional job for your next firm and be rewarded as an exceptional person might be rewarded. So, again, the opening question at the beginning of the interview is, you know, thank you so much for making time to see me today. You know, I recall the position as we originally discussed it, but sometimes it changes over the course of time. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help you? And then later at the end of the interview, when they say, so do you have any questions for us? First question is, Let's say you hire me and I come on board. Could you give me an idea of what the challenges would be I'd be facing over the course of my first 6 months? What sort of things you'd want me to accomplish during my first 6 months after I join? And then after that, you ask them, so I come on board and it's a year from now and it's time to give me my first review. I haven't done just a good job. I've done an exceptional job. What would I have accomplished during that first year that would cause you to write a review that would describe me as being exceptional amongst the best people you've ever seen in a role like this? Got it? So practice those questions, and I'm sure you're going to wind up doing a spectacular job on your interview.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there. Take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question. I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Have you been struggling on your interviews? Are you not getting the results that you want? My course, my book, my Kindle book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, will help you dramatically improve your performance. Now, if you'd like the course, it's a video course that I offer through Udemy. You can order it at thebiggamehunter.us or as a paperback or Kindle book on Amazon. What the course will teach you is really very simple. The best question to ask on an interview and when to ask it. How to answer the question, tell me about yourself, far better than anyone else would ever answer it. In addition, you'll be able to tell stories that connect the dots with the interviewer about how your background fits the role and be able to ask questions that are going to allow you not to step into the minefield that you've been in too many times before in your job search and in your career. So again, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy, that's udemy.com, or you could go to my course directly at thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. Again, available inexpensively as a course or as a paperback or Kindle book on Amazon. Now let's get back to the show.